process here is that, look, unless we go to the process we're at the moment, unless we go to the CPO, the scheme will never happen. So we have to make sure we complete this process that we're at the moment. So the bottom line, the next step is the publication of the CPO and ES, which will happen early next year. So we may do talk to people in advance of that in particular circles and try and engage them further on that. The main thing is to identify to all the people affected what land we're buying and try and engage them as regards how the scheme affects them. And then hopefully minimise the amount of people who will object to the scheme. And then when the scheme, which most likely will go to Umbro Pinola, hopefully when we get a decision that, we'll be able to proceed with the CPO and look to get the scheme constructed. So these people are the people who are going to be affected, and they will see exactly how the scheme is affecting them. And on a case-by-case basis, we'll try and deal with them as best we can. In most cases, we're trying to persuade them that, you know, the scheme is going to go ahead and that we'd like to deal with them on a fair and reasonable basis to try and acquire the land and to not disrupt them as much as we possibly can. All the people right at the moment are going to be affected by the CPO. As such, the cost of experts and people that will deal for them with respect to the valuation of land and other matters and agreement companies are paid for by us. Okay, so there'll be no cost of this borne by a landowner who is CPO'd under the scheme.